When the Europeans took the land that is now Santander with their guns and dogs, bringing disease and war, some tribes fled. The Bari people, whose territory once extended into Santander, retreated to what is now Venezuela. And the Uwa people went higher into the mountains, into the cloud forests, where they took refuge for the next 200 years. These are the names of the tribes that lived in the area of Ocaña, and which the Spaniards reported to the crown as extinct: Ceitama, Buxarema, Caracica, Borotare, Beuxitare, Shinane, Manane, Caraquima, Teorama, Cucuriama, Ascuriama, Burgama, Caracaca, Equerama, Chama, Bizarema, Bucurama, Anarama, Carcoma, Tuscuriama, Sequerama, Languxama, Sautama, Ocama, Carates, Shergoma, Buroma, Oracica, Buneroma, Visera, Ercosa, Aitara. Except there hadn't been an extinction. The Spaniards captured the men and boys from these tribes and split them up, sending them to far-off gold mines where they worked alongside other indigenous people without speaking the same language. The Spanish crown decreed her people lords and masters of any territory they conquered, and, unsupervised, the Spaniards divided the land, treasure, and the native people among themselves, as if people were things to be portioned out. It was said that the native people were free, but they owed labor in exchange for protection and catechism classes they received. By 1629, in Ocaña, there were 576 native people trapped in encomiendas. And centuries later, things only changed in name. Spaniards rented the land they'd stolen back to native families, offering to buy any crops produced, but cheaply, and the money owed for rent always exceeded what the families could make. Native people fell into a perpetual cycle of debt, which, if abandoned, meant their imprisonment. Meanwhile, Franciscan monks ran boarding schools for native children, and so it was like this that the Spaniards could look around and say that the indigenous tribes of Ocaña were gone. And throughout those early centuries, the Spanish overtook and raped native women without repercussion, and the villages became full of mestizos, children who grew to inherit debt from their mothers, and who were rarely recognized by their fathers. Village officials with inquisitorial power threatened these new half-Spanish people with torture if they did not discard their indigenous traditions, which the Spanish Inquisition catalogued as devil worship and witchcraft, and embraced the Christian Church. I have stood before the old devices at the Palace of the Inquisition in Cartagena, where heretics from all over the country were sent to be burned at the stake. Chains and spikes and shackles. My breasts have ached before the sharpness of large iron pincers that would have been heated over coals, fitted over a woman's breast, and made to bite. All over Colombia, in the face of this violence, mestizos chose between disappearing, marrying someone who appeared whiter with each consecutive generation, bettering the race, as it is still often described, or loving whom they loved and spinning webs of secrecy around themselves to survive. Obscurity became a way of life. Nono and his forefathers were born in the mountains, a lineage hiding in plain sight. Survival had long bound them to secrecy. What knowledge and traditions they remembered were passed down in hot whispers in darkened rooms to well-chosen children who, long after the burning ceased, received along with the old ways all of the attendant fears of being seen, found out, and set on fire. Over hundreds of years, curanderos kept this well-guarded silence. They added their own stories, too, invented their own prayers and songs, entwined them with Spanish bits of wisdom, sorted the newness of the world into modern sacred hierarchies, and so created a third thing, no longer either native or Spanish, but a third culture. I know that in other parts of Colombia and throughout the continent, women can receive knowledge and become curanderas without being said to release a chain of misfortune. I haven't been able to discover whether the shunning of women from power was a native or a Spanish inheritance in this part of Colombia.